This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is still in the middle of a great and significant campaign. I'm not now talking about the presidential campaign, because I don't think we're in the middle of the presidential campaign. We're nearing its conclusion. And by the way, its conclusion with that peaceful transfer of power that everybody has talked about and that will end up being a blessing for our country and for all concerned. I'm talking about the ongoing runoff in Georgia. It is heating up. There is a very hard-hitting ad that has been already released by one of the Republicans, actually by an ally of one of the Republicans. And there is all kinds of additional controversy involving one of the Democratic candidates. The two Democratic candidates are a black pastor who is a very prominent pastor in the black church in the South. He holds the pulpit that was once held by Dr. Martin Luther King's grandfather and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s father, Martin Luther King Sr., and then by Dr. King himself. He was an associate pastor there when his father was still alive. It's Ebenezer Baptist Church. And by the way, if nobody has been yet to the Dr. King historic site in Atlanta, he grew up right around the block from the church. You can visit his house, you can visit the church, and it's an exciting way to honor one of the great American lives. Raphael Warnock is no Dr. King. I'm sorry, he's just not. And yes, he can give a stemwinder sermon, but when it comes to politics, there's a little bit of tone deafness here. There is not, repeat, not a black majority in Georgia, though there is a very significant black voting bloc. Stacey Abrams gets a lot of credit for mobilizing black people to register and vote and participate. And with Joe Biden carrying the state of Georgia by 14,000, I think it's 145 votes, with Joe Biden carrying the state of Georgia, they're just finishing up their recount now. It is not expected to change anything. Their hopes were high on the Democratic side that they could win these two Senate seats, and then those two Senate seats give the Democrats, with Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, control of the Senate, which is a dangerous situation for those who want to protect some of the institutions of the Senate, like the filibuster, and with the requirement of 60 votes before you do any kind of major action, and you want to protect from some of the more radical aspects of the Democratic agenda floating around there. There has been speculation, and I think there's something to it. I don't think it's foolish. I think it's deep and profound and true, that Joe Biden may, at least on one level, prefer that the Democrats win one of those seats, but not both. Because Joe Biden knows Mitch McConnell, and he knows he can deal with Mitch McConnell. And in any event, Raphael Warnock is one of the key people in this battle. And Reverend Warnock had this to say. And again, this is a month before he's on the ballot in a state where he has to do reasonably well, at least be competitive with white voters. Here is Reverend Warnock, clip 14, please.
I don't, no matter what happens, no matter what, next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display.
Okay, he was talking about America must repent because a third of Americans, if you include all the people who didn't vote, almost a third, voted to reelect Trump. And this phrase is, I'm sure, going to appear in ads against him. America must repent for backing Trump and the worship of whiteness. Really? And then again, an item has come up which also matters, and it matters to some African-American voters, too. Certainly to Latino voters, of whom there is a growing population in Florida, that when he was a youth pastor back in 1995, 25 years ago, he was pastoring a church that welcomed a celebration to honor Fidel Castro. You can't make this stuff up. And here is Castro actually being introduced at the church when he was coming there to speak 25 years ago, with the congregation chanting, you'll hear it, Fidel, Fidel, Fidel. Listen.
Brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, I give to you the hero of the struggle of the people throughout the world, Comandante Fidel Castro.
Okay, you may remember that back in 2008, in the middle of his campaign for the presidency, Barack Obama faced a problem because of what had gone on in Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, which he had attended for 10 years. And his problem was not based upon his church leadership, because he was just a parishioner. He was a prominent parishioner, but he was somebody who came to church. And he came to church and listened to the anti-American and racist and extremist, and remember he said GD America, Reverend Jeremiah Wright. And this created a crisis for Obama's campaign, which he writes about extensively in his new book, The Promised Land. And it was the one most threatening moment to his campaign, was the idea that the whole idea of the Obama candidacy was actually this theme of unity. Remember, it was Obama who initiated that phrase that has been borrowed again and again with attribution, not plagiarism, but with attribution by Joe Biden, which is, we're not red states, we're not blue states, we're the United States. And we should all come together. And here he is, going to church for 10 years, saying that Jeremiah Wright is one of his spiritual guides, and this guy hates white people, and was very clear about it. And here you have somebody who is running as part of Joe Biden's Democratic Party, whose name is Raphael Warnock, who talks about the crime of worshiping whiteness, that white people have to repent for worshiping whiteness. I think, by the way, it's wrong to repent, to worship any color or to worship any ethnic group. Of course, that's an absurdity. But to say that every American is guilty of that, and that every American who voted for Trump, doesn't he want to have some people who voted for Trump actually support him? And the Fidel Castro thing is appalling. Fidel Castro is a mass murderer. He was a profoundly dangerous enemy of the United States. He sent his troops around the world to places like Angola to fight against pro-Western forces. He was a close ally of the evil empire, and a satellite, really, of the evil empire of the Soviet Union. And they welcome him as a champion of oppressed people around the world. Fidel, Fidel, Fidel. Okay, Jake Tapper actually pressed Reverend Warnock when he came on CNN. So how does he explain now this awful event from 25 years ago honoring Fidel Castro? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. of good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Show, we're talking about Reverend Raphael Warnock, who is a candidate who did very well. He was the number one in the primary election, which just took place in Georgia for the U.S. Senate. Two seats for the U.S. Senate because Johnny Isaacson, the Republican incumbent, retired early. But Reverend Warnock is in a certain amount of trouble over, well, a variety of issues. But one of them very much is a tape that people have found of a speech at a church in which he was an associate pastor. He was a youth pastor 25 years ago. But he not only spoke over the weekend attacking Americans and asking that we all repent for our worship of whiteness, but also because this Fidel Castro speech and hailing Fidel as a liberator and champion of working people around the world, this is all problematic. I mean, obviously, you're running for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. So on CNN, Jake Tapper tried to press the candidate, Reverend Warnock, for an answer. Listen.
Senator Loeffler keeps mentioning on the campaign trail an incident from 1995. When you were a youth pastor at a New York church, which hosted a speech by Fidel Castro. Now, you've said you had nothing to do with that invitation. But just to clarify for our viewers, did you attend the speech? And do you understand why there are so many people who view Castro as a murderous tyrant and not someone to be celebrated?
I'll tell you what I understand. I understand why Kelly Loeffler is trying to change the subject. I was a youth pastor. I had nothing to do with that program. I did not make any decisions regarding the program. I've never met the Cuban dictator. And so I'm not connected to him. I'll tell you whose names are on the ballot. Raphael Warnock and Kelly Loeffler. This race is not about anybody else.
Okay, you'll notice that he didn't come forward and condemn Fidel Castro, and or even answer the question about whether he was there and heard him speak. Yeah, he said he didn't meet him. And look, if it weren't so very, very striking, I remember somebody that I admire, and I think is an American patriot, by the way, and a brilliant guy, Steven Spielberg. One of the worst things Spielberg ever said, and I've written about this, so he knows, is he came back, he toured Cuba like so many other Hollywood celebrities he did, and he said that the 5 hours he spent meeting with Castro, and they were talking about art and the world and baseball, Castro was a big baseball fan, and he came back and he said, you know, the 5 hours I spent with the Comandante, with Fidel Castro, was the most important 5 hours of my life. I was just thinking, the guy with seven kids, he is, wonderful wife, Kate Capshaw, and the most important hours he spent in his life were his hours with Fidel Castro? What is he, a messiah? And you hear those people at the church, the fact that Raphael Warnock was at the church and he didn't have an opinion of Castro at the time, because Castro, it wasn't like in 1995, people didn't know the man was a killer, was in fact, as Jake Tapper put it, a murderous tyrant. So no, I don't think this is going to go away, and certainly Senator Tom Cotton doesn't want it to go away. Senator Tom Cotton has his own political action committee, and he has an attack ad aimed at Raphael Warnock. And it basically attacks him as a radical because he favors defunding the police. And he does. And the ad from Senator Cotton, which is going to be used in this tight Georgia runoff, sounds like this.
Radical liberals want to defund the police. Radical Raphael Warnock even called police officers thugs and gangsters.
Police power showing up in a kind of gangster and thug mentality.
Warnock celebrated Jeremiah Wright, who said America deserved 9/11.
Not God bless America, God damn America.
Raphael Warnock hates our police. And you'll put your family at risk. Stop him now.
I'm Tom Cotton, and I approve this message.
Okay, it sounds like Tom Cotton's running against Raphael Warnock, but no, he would prefer to continue with Kelly Loeffler as his colleague in the Republican caucus in the U.S. Senate. I don't know about... this is the first that I had heard about Raphael Warnock applauding or defending Jeremiah Wright. But I suspect that Barack Obama would not welcome Reverend Wright. And I have no idea if he's alive or dead or what he's doing right now. But having bringing him out from retirement and back into the center of the public eye, especially with Barack Obama promoting his new book, The Promised Land. He was on 60 Minutes, sounding very much like the Obama we all remember, some more fondly than others. But here was Barack Obama, clip 13, explaining the title of his book. Listen.
I titled it The Promised Land because even though we may not get there in our lifetimes, even if we experience hardships and disappointments along the way, that I at least still have faith we can create a more perfect union. Not a perfect union, but a more perfect union.
You write in the book, our democracy seems to be teetering on the brink of a crisis. What do you mean?
We have gone through a presidency that disregarded a whole host of basic institutional norms, expectations we have for a president that have been observed by Republicans and Democrats previously. And maybe most importantly most disconcertingly, what we've seen is what some people call truth decay, something that's been accelerated by outgoing President Trump. The sense that not only do we not have to tell the truth, but the truth doesn't even matter.
That's Barack Obama on his successor. And what's so interesting about this is I do think that Barack Obama is very likely to be part of the Biden inauguration. And I think it's very unlikely that President Trump will be. Partially because if you go back and look at the Trump inauguration, he was positively friendly with both Obama and with Biden. And probably wouldn't be so easy for him in this coming inauguration, especially with some of the things that Obama goes on to say about Trump in that 60 Minutes interview. We'll play more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Pain in the neck. A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 11 million cases of coronavirus have been reported in the United States, with the most recent million coming in less than a week. That's according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. We do have positive news regarding a coronavirus vaccine.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19. COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wall Street beginning the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 470 points. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show, sign up for our newsletter. You can do it today. It comes out every Friday. It is completely free and completely informative. And it is actually getting more material in it all the time. Longer pieces, commentaries by me. There are going to be commentaries and contributions from my wife, Dr. Diane Medved. And even tapes. There's a tape that we're putting in the newsletter this Friday. It's of a remarkable young man. He's 5 months old. it's our grandson. And no, that's I think it's actually is a very profound and important tape of this baby who doesn't know how to crawl yet, but trying to move himself along the ground to grab a little stuffed bear that he's trying to get hold of. And what happens when he finally grabs it. It's, I think, instructive about human nature and the human condition. But all at our Medved newsletter comes out every Friday, furry, with all of the information of, usually we do five new movies now. So you can check it out at michaelmedved.com and sign up. Barack Obama on 60 Minutes, getting plenty of publicity for his new book, The Promised Land. He got plenty of dough, a reported $30 million. And that partially, Michelle's book was a spectacular success. She sold over 10 million copies of her book, Becoming. So now he's in competition with his very much best-selling wife. But it shouldn't allow him to say things like this, as he said on 60 Minutes. This is clip 10. Where, as critical as he may be, for understandable reasons, of President Trump, does this go a little bit too far? Listen.
This sense over the last several years that literally anything goes and is justified in order to get power. And That's not unique to the United States. There are strong men and dictators around the world who think that I can do anything to stay in power. I can kill people. I can throw them in jail. I can run phony elections. I can suppress journalists. But that's not who we're supposed to be. And one of the signals, I think, that
Okay, and he continues. The idea that I can kill people, is he alleging that Trump has had people killed, really? That people used to say that's crap about Bill Clinton, and I always hated that because people would associate conservatives with the Clinton Chronicles, the Clinton conspiracy in MENA Airport, and come on. And no, I don't think Vince Foster was murdered. But do you remember how ridiculous that sounded? And for those of you on the left or on the center, do you remember how ridiculous that sounded when people on your side were making people on, pardon me, the conservative side were making accusations of murder against Bill and Hillary Clinton? I think it was ridiculous. But where's the accusations against murder of killing people to President Trump? I can throw them in jail? Who is he thrown in jail? I mean, he's let a bunch of people out of jail. He's pardoned a bunch of people, including having sentence reform and taking a lot of people who may have been over-sentenced and helping them get out of incarceration. I think it's one of the reasons he did better among black voters, because that was a significant issue impacting a disproportionate number of black males. And then I can suppress journalists. President Trump, can we get something straight? He may not have intended this, but he has been the greatest promoter of journalism and of cable news ever. Because the more he condemns them, you're fake news, you're fake news. I think it's sickening. I think it's wrong for the President of the United States to pick out which journalists he likes and approves of and doesn't like and to play favorites with journalists. It's not good for the presidency. It's not good for the country. But it's very good for the media. I mean, look at the ratings. And again, that's why they broadcast his rallies. And probably if he does announce his candidacy for 2024, I would imagine he'll broadcast his rallies, maybe pay-per-view or something like that, and people still watch. And again, when he says a dictator who thinks I can do anything, what he thinks is I can say anything. And there's a probing article. Actually, it's a good analysis, it seems to me. That's one of the reasons people are so profoundly identified with him, is because he has no sense of restraint, no sense of political correctness, no sense of, well, I shouldn't really say that. He just lets her rip, says what he feels. And there are literally millions of Americans who love that. And that also does not inform President Obama's other comments about Trump and about what he has done. Clip 11.
You begin the book by writing about the day that you left Washington, quote, to someone diametrically opposed to everything we stood for.
That may be the one thing that Donald Trump and I agree on, is that he doesn't agree with me on anything. I don't see him as the cause for our divisions and the problems with our government. I think he's an accelerant. But they preceded him, and sadly are going to likely outlast him.
And then he talks about the reasons for gridlock. Listen.
Mr. Obama blames gridlock on something old and something new. The Senate's filibuster tradition, which allows whatever party is in the minority to block legislation, and non-traditional media.
The media landscape has changed, and as a consequence, voters' perceptions have changed, so that I think Democratic and Republican voters have become much more partisan. I would often hear this from Republicans during my presidency. Some of these folks have been colleagues of mine. I served in the Senate. Some of them were friends of mine, and they would confess to me. I said, look, Mr. President, I know you're right, but if I vote with you on this, I'm going to get killed. I'll lose my seat. Because what had happened is their voter base had soaked in so much information that was demonizing me, demonizing the Affordable Care Act, that it becomes very difficult, even for folks who want to cooperate. And that's why I am somebody who does not blame the current partisanship solely on Donald Trump or solely on social media. You already saw some of these trends taking place early in my presidency, but I do think they've kept on getting worse.
Well, that's to me the most surprising thing in the entire book of the excerpts that I've read. I can't say I've read the entire book. It's a slog. It's like 500 pages. But one of the things that comes across consistently is Obama feels he wasn't treated fairly by the media. And I remember the thrill up Chris Matthews' leg and Barack Obama getting incredibly adoring media coverage. Look, whatever you want to say about Obama, just listening to him talk again, you can see everything that was frustrating and everything that there were people that loved about that administration. I'm sure there will be more as more is released. I think the book is formally released in its entirety tomorrow. But look, obviously when you have a former president at the time coming up with remarks on this change of power and this passage of power, that is a noteworthy development. When we come down back up on the next segment, you will you'll see that the Democrats are not abandoning identity politics, even though it flopped in the election. Tell you how, coming up.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved show, something that Barack Obama has not spoken about particularly is the obvious division in the Democratic Party between the mainstream Democrats, represented, of course, by President-elect Joe Biden, and the very ardent progressives who make so much noise in the party and generate so much enthusiasm, and where Bernie Sanders ran two credible presidential campaigns. When you consider how far to the left Bernie Sanders is, that he is an open socialist, it's remarkable. And it creates all kinds of problems for the Democrats going ahead. They're going to face a very tough election. They are. In 2022, regardless of how Joe Biden does as president, because they will have a very narrow majority to try to protect in the House, maybe just three or four seats. And that allows the Republicans to play offense. And particularly given the fact that they seem to be grabbing hold of this critical race theory and identity politics as an article of faith. Julie Kohler, who is a senior advisor in what's called the Democracy Alliance, was on MSNBC, and she was specifically attacking white women. This is clip 18. Listen.
So white women have been voting, narrow majorities of white women or pluralities of white women have been voting for Republican candidates for the better part of 70 years. And I think one of the important things that we can hopefully take away from this election is that these are longstanding patterns that are unlikely to change. And so this idea that Molly mentioned earlier, that kind of women, that white women are the better angels of white people, and because we experience sexism and misogyny, which we do, that we somehow are more aligned or more empathic towards the oppression that people of color and particularly black Americans experience in this country. Like, that has been routinely discredited at every point throughout history. Not only have white women and majorities of white women voted Republican for the better part of 70 years, white women have taken an active role in the maintenance of white supremacy. And that has not changed over the course of generations. And so we still see those legacies today, whether it's Amy Cooper or the Kermit Patties or white women that have weaponized their identities against especially black men who threaten their privilege. These are longstanding entrenched patterns.
Okay, this whole idea that in this last election, there were over 60%, I think the final number was 64% of the people who voted identified as white. And if your intention is, and you believe that America is going to be a better place if all those people who identify as white, and the whole idea that there is some kind of deeper white culture, I mean, people who are classified as white are Greek, they are French, they are Scandinavian, they are Polish. Basically today, if you're a North African, you're classified as white, if you're not sub-Saharan African. It's the idea that there is one united white culture and everybody's guilty, regardless of when your ancestors came to this country, that the country is guilty. This is a losing proposition because it's a dishonest proposition. It is healthier for Americans to feel gratitude rather than guilt. And if the Republican Party is going to be the party of gratitude, and we should be, and the Democrats are going to continue as the party of guilt and white guilt, and basically traducing everything about the heritage of people who identify as white, this party is going to get wiped out. I mean, again, because next time they're not going to be running against Trump's personality. They're going to be running, if they are, on this idea on MSNBC. One can only hope not. Speaking of hoping not, this is something else they have to run on. Is a California judge just ordered San Diego to reopen strip clubs, even as local officials crack down on churches.
Hot dog.
San Diego Superior Court Judge Joel Wohlfeil, which you can translate as Wohlfeil, it's feel good. So Judge Feelgood ordered the state to end any actions that prevent the clubs from, quote, being allowed to provide live adult entertainment. The owners of two strip clubs argued that their businesses were legally protected speech guaranteed by the First Amendment, the same argument the churches have been making about their own services. Guess what? They don't mention stripping. Congress shall make no law restricting freedom of speech or freedom of assembly or taking off your clothes in public. It doesn't say that. This is one of the stupid court decisions claiming that stripping was a part of the right of free expression. This is not the intent and it is not the meaning of the First Amendment. But it is now because it was thrown into it in the court in the bad old days of judicial activism. In any event, it temporarily allows strip clubs to reopen for indoor services. Services? I thought they were services at church. As other institutions close, in their legal complaint, strip club owners argued they have complied with social distancing requirements. They also warned that another shutdown would mean financial ruin. The judge sided with them. Religious liberty advocates said that the case would pave the way for lifting coronavirus restrictions against churches. If you are going to grant First Amendment rights to taking off your clothes in public for money, then honest to goodness, how about something that is mentioned in the First Amendment, which is church services, the right to religious faith and expression. Speaking of that, somebody who has actually brought some pretty substantive religious messages to Hollywood is a guy named Mel Gibson. And for people who admire Mel's work, Hacksaw Ridge, which is his latest good movie, it's a masterful movie, is Oscar nominated for it, and a very profound one. And of course, he did The Passion of the Christ and Braveheart. He has a new movie. Let me put it this way: it's not his best work, to say the least. It is called The Fat Man, and it's about, well, you'll see. Listen.
Now it's time for Medved's Entertainment Minute.
If you've ever wondered about what kind of sex life Santa enjoys with Mrs. Claus, or felt curious about the labor relations problems in the elves workshop that produces all those Christmas toys, then Mel Gibson's Fat Man makes some attempt to answer those questions, and it's now playing in selected theaters.
I've lost my influence.
You're an icon. People love you.
I'm a silly fat man in a red suit.
Well, there's nothing silly or even vaguely funny in this surprisingly brutal and ugly film. The plot centers on a lonely, tormented little boy who's so upset about a lack of suitable gifts that he hires a vicious killer to murder Mel Gibson's depressed and downcast Kris Kringle. The violence is just realistic enough to be truly disturbing, with loads of F-words and even gross references to sexuality. This could be the worst Santa Claus movie of all time. One star for the overweight and overwrought fat man. Definitely not something to spark up your holiday season. I don't know. Maybe they figured that in the era of COVID-19, what we really need is a really brutally depressing Christmas movie. There's a scene in the movie where someone is shot in the eye, and there is a body count of U.S. troops who are defending, well, they're kind of taking over Santa's workshop. There's a body count of U.S. troops who were butchered, and I do not know who they made this movie for. Don't you dare take any kids to it. This is a nightmare-inducing film. Okay, well, with that enthusiastic review, next time, tomorrow, there's a terrible division. And I know that Joe Biden has called for a time of healing. Well, they're going to have to heal the breach between radical activists, among radical activists in Portland. On the one side, anarchists. On the other side, black activists. Really? Yeah. And the Pew Research Service says America is exceptional. Really. But particularly in the nature of our political divide. And liberals envisioned that this election would build for them a permanent multiracial coalition. But that's not working out nearly as well as they thought. Why not? We'll cover that and much more and all the latest developments in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.